that man to his delight is in the law of the Lord. Blessed is the man, that man he meditates on the word both day and night.
Hi, good morning everyone, and good afternoon. I am so delighted to welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconferenced prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We are delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, you can click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. Let's continue with singing hymn number 343.
Thou art the way to thee alone, from sin and death we flee, and he who would the Father.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is innocence. We've already read the first hymn, and the next hymns that we'll be singing will be hymn number 297 and 428. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Also, at the very end, I'll be reading one passage from miscellaneous writing. From the Holy Bible, Psalm, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Ephesians, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Matthew, then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these sayings, he said unto his disciples, Ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then when Jesus, which is called Christ? They all said to him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Why? What evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather the tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Luke. Then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man. Acts. The place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. Revelation. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And now from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. Christian Science rises above the evidence of the corporeal senses. But if you have not risen above sin yourself, do not congratulate yourself upon your blindness to evil, or upon the good you know and do not. A dishonest position is far from Christianly scientific. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Try to leave on every student's mind the strong impress of divine science, a high sense of the moral and spiritual qualifications requisite for healing, well knowing it to be impossible for error, evil, and hate to accomplish the grand result of truth and love. The reception or pursuit of instructions opposite to absolute Christian science must always hinder scientific demonstration. If the student adheres strictly to the teachings of Christian science and ventures not to break its rules, he cannot fail of success in healing. It is Christian science to do right, and nothing short of right doing has any claim to the name. To talk the right and live the wrong is foolish deceit, doing oneself the most harm. Fettered by sin yourself, it is difficult to free another from the fetters of disease. With your own wrists manacled, it is hard to break another's chains. A little leaven causes the whole mass to ferment. A grain of Christian science does wonders for mortals, so omnipotent is truth. But more Christian science must be gained in order to continue in well-doing. The wrong done another reacts most heavily against oneself. Right adjusts the balance sooner or later. Think it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for you to benefit yourself by injuring others. Man's moral mercury, rising or falling, registers his healing ability and fitness to teach. You should practice well what you know, and you will then advance in proportion to your honesty and fidelity, qualities which ensure success in this science. But it requires a higher understanding to teach this subject properly and correctly than it does to heal the most difficult case. The baneful effect of evil associates is less seen than felt. The inoculation of evil human thoughts ought to be understood and guarded against. The first impression made on a mind which is attracted or repelled according to personal merit or demerit is a good detective of individual character. Certain minds meet only to separate through simultaneous repulsion. They are enemies without the preliminary offense. The impure are at peace with the impure. Only virtue is a rebuke to vice. A proper teacher of Christian science improves the health and the morals of his student if the student practices what he is taught, and unless his result follows, the teacher is a scientist only in name. There is a large class of thinkers whose bigotry and conceit twist every fact to suit themselves. Their creed teaches belief in a mysterious supernatural God and in a natural, all-powerful devil. Another class, still more unfortunate, are so depraved that they appear to be innocent. They utter a falsehood while looking you blandly in the face, and they never fail to stab their benefactor in the back. A third class of thinkers build with solid masonry. They are sincere, generous, noble, and are therefore open to the approach and recognition of truth. From early boyhood, he was about his father's business. His pursuits lay far apart from theirs. His master was spirit. Their master was matter. He served God. They served mammon. His affections were pure. Theirs were carnal. His senses drank in the spiritual evidence of health, holiness, and life. Their senses testified oppositely and absorbed the material evidence of sin, sickness, and death. Their imperfections and impurity felt the ever-present rebuke of his perfection and purity, hence the world's hatred of the just and perfect Jesus, and the prophet's foresight of the reception of error would give him. Despised and rejected a man was Isaiah's graphic word concerning the coming Prince of Peace. Herod and Pilate laid aside old feuds in order to unite in putting to shame and death the best man that ever trod the globe. Today, as of old, error and evil again make common cause against the exponents of truth. Divine science shows how the lamb slays the wolf. Innocence and truth overcome guilt and error ever since the foundation of the world. Ever since error would establish material belief, evil has tried to slay the lamb. But science is able to destroy this lie, called evil. For victory over a single sin, we give thanks and magnify the Lord of hosts. What shall we say of the mighty conquest over all sin? A louder song, sweeter than has ever before reached high heaven, now rises clear and near to the great heart of Christ, for the accuser is not there, and love sends forth her primal and everlasting strain. And from miscellaneous writings, beloved children, the world has need of you, and more as children than as men and women. It needs your innocence, unselfishness, faithful affection, uncontaminated lives. You need also to watch and pray that you preserve these virtues unstained and lose them not through contact with the world. What greater ambition is there than to maintain in yourself what Jesus loved, and to know that your example, more than words, makes morals for mankind.